February 7th, Sharon Beatty. Don't give anybody problems. Honor everybody.
You mean I have to honor that one? I can honor anybody else, but not that one. The Gurudev said, honor all. If I can't figure out how to honor all, then if you go and ask a devotee who can help you, then say, please tell me what can I do to honor all, to honor this particular person or this particular group, so that I can advance in bhakti. Because I understand that if I don't honor, if I hate, envy, and angry, and resentful to anybody, then I can't advance in bhakti. It's a funny kind of regulation, the rule. I didn't make it up. Krishna did, I think. So then Gurudev said, always remember this. Samadhi Nichena Purada Pisa Vishnana Amanana Manadena Kirtana Yasubhamari. Considering oneself to be more insignificant than a blade of grass. Tell me, what will you practice?
What?
Huh? Good. There are more pollen than a tree. How pollen is a tree? If you come to chop a tree down with a hatchet, what is the tree going to do in return? And Tim dear, what will the tree do if you come to the tree with a hatchet to chop it down? It'll do something. What will it do? It will say to you, I'm here, have some food also. Have some shade. Have some flowers. That's what the tree will do if you come to chop it down. Being free from all desire for personal prestige and offering all respect to others. Only in this way can I constantly be absorbed in the holy name in a real way. So here's a very nice story. Once, during ancient times, there were two brothers in the Indian Vedic culture. They were both young, and they were only about 5 years old. One was Shankha, and one was Likit. Shankha was older, and Likit was younger. They were admitted into Gurukula of a very high-class devotee, and they stayed there till they were 25 years old. So they stayed and got good training for 20 years. When they finished their studies, they returned to their houses, but they never got married. They each had a separate bhajan kuti outside the village. The two brothers had so much love and affection for each other. They were very qualified, especially in friendly behavior. Behaving towards each other according to the laws and regulation of Indian Vedic culture, as Gurudev was mentioning. One day, Likit, the younger brother, went to take darshan of his older brother in his bhajan kutya. It was a very simple hut, but there was a garden just outside, and the garden was rich and beautiful, with a river passing by. A very beautiful, charming atmosphere around his bhajan kutya. Is she understanding? So the atmosphere that was created by the mentality of the brother was in a mode of goodness. The whole garden, you just walk into it and you just feel good, goodness, hi. pure, very saintly, just by walking into the atmosphere. And that's the atmosphere of love that everybody feels when they come to Gopinath Bhavan, by the beautiful relationships of all the devotees. So, in a place where there's goodness, or sati, the mode of goodness, then purity comes by itself. One automatically becomes pure just by walking into the atmosphere. It's like, just think of when you walk running some verde by yourself. Even if you felt not pure, you felt bad for not feeling pure. So that's what a pure, goodness person does. So in that place there'll be no bad remembrances. And the heart will be purified. So this is the nature of this garden. So when Lippet entered the garden to be pranam to his brother, he saw the beautiful flowers, bay, chameli, jewel, champa, fragrant, yellow colors. So somehow or other, he couldn't check his, like, you know, if you're in a garden with very fragrant flowers, you just want to, like, pick them and smell them. So he couldn't check his greed. And he picked one up and he smelled it. After taking and smelling that flower, he became so worried, just the smell of the flower. And he thought, why did I do this? I'm guilty of theft. I never asked my brother for this flower. No one should even take an insignificant thing without permission from its owner. He knew all the rules and regulations, but somehow he couldn't help himself. So he took that flower, and he went to his brother, and he offered full, flat, satsang pranam, and he began to weep very loudly. Usually he weeps very loudly, "Look at those sense of person, you know what they said to me?" But here is that somebody following the rules and regulations of Vedic culture. He wept loudly just because he couldn't help feeling. He wasn't even stealing, just took a flower and smell it. So his brother asked, "Why are you weeping?" So he wanted to embrace his brother, but he thought, "Now I'm guilty. Oh brother, I have done something wrong. I became a thief. I've stolen away something without your permission. First I want you to purify me, and then I will be your brother. I'm not qualified to be your brother. I do not feel pure, so please give me some punishment. Punish me to purify me." So his brother, Shankar said, "What have you done, brother?" So he said, "Well, when I entered your garden, I saw that there were so many beautiful flowers everywhere, and I could not check my heart. Now a real devotee, even if he has a thought on his mind that's not pure, he laments so much. And he begs pardon so much. I could not check my heart, and I took the flower without your permission. I plucked it and smelled it for my own sense gratification and my own enjoyment. I have done wrong. Please punish me." So his brother began to smile, and keeping his hands on his brother's shoulders, he told him, "Oh, this is nothing. If I can punish you, then I can excuse you too." But receiving it, because it's nothing. Come on, let's go talk. But the brother was still weeping and said, I want you to punish me. Don't deceive me. If there's no punishment, there can be no purification. That is why everywhere the government has made jails for punishment. In ancient times, the punishment for stealing was to instantly cut off the thief's hand. No question. No court. No judge. No law. And this is still being done in Muslim countries. They have a very good rule. It's good, it goes with a good rule. But they should cut. So that it will not be like Indians or here and there everywhere. Everybody thinks they can do anything they want. They do anything they want and disturb everybody else and it doesn't matter. So Lippitt requested his brother to give him a punishment again. Again and again he begged him. Even though his brother kept repeating, I've excused you again and again. So after he requested again and again for punishment, finally his brother asked him, okay, by which hand did you take the flower? So his brother, so he cut his right hand. With both hands he touched the flower. So he cut off both hands. Now, look at what's happy. Even though so much blood was coming from his hands, he was happy. But after that treatment was done, and even without hands, he was blissful. Then he became involved in cooker and began to do bhajan. But after some time, he went to his older brother and he wanted to do satsang pranam again. But when you do satsang pranam, it's with eight parts of the body. Your feet, your knees, your chest, and also your hands. But now he doesn't have any hands. Nose, let's put your nose also. So Wicked wanted to do this, but he had no hands. So now he became worried because he could not do pranam. At once the brother came, Shanta came, and he sprinkled some water on his brother and said, why are you worried? Your hands will come back. At once, the hands appeared. And then he embraced his brother. See, by the power of his purity, he had so much power that he could take his hand and give him back his hand. And like the true devotee, that's a very insignificant byproduct. Nothing. That they could do that. In India, there were very strict laws, and it turned out that later, these two brothers wrote two of the 18 smritis about rules and regulations. Did they get a book? Do you know? Oh, can you read for tomorrow? Okay. In India, there is a Manasputta, a Jagabad smriti, and a Shank and Lickit smriti. Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, and Yudhisthira Maharaj also followed that. Oh, you stole something? No question. Cut the hands off. So everybody was afraid of them. Not everybody, only the people who were thinking of doing something wrong. The good guys, they were never afraid of them. Like Prahlad was never afraid of Lord Srinivas. Now nothing is there. Anything can happen without permission. We don't fear whatever we do. So So if you come to the mouth of that bad tree, you look at that family. You should make some rules and regulations so that the world will follow these rules and regulations and thus chant and remember that it's become absorbed in Bhagavan. Without rules and regulations, not possible. Why? Because the mind has been dragging us to all different kinds of bodies since the beginning of time. Elephant's body, tiger's body, owl's body, frog's body, scorpion's body, centipede's body. And all those impressions are in the mind. Sometimes my centipede comes out, sometimes my scorpion comes out, sometimes my tiger comes out. In another lecture, the 38 days, in Australia, in the same visit, he said, sometimes you're humble, and sometimes you're like mad bulls. Anybody who comes near you, you start beating them. Do they hit it? Do they mean heavy? And sada means to cut. So we should make the rules and regulations so the devotees can chant and remember. They should not quarrel with each other or make any problems. So what book is that? Can anybody say? Anyone? I'm sure that's that also. But that's not Rupa Goswami. Huh? Rupa Goswami, yes. Vasya Vegam, Manasakura Vegam. Control the tongue, control the mind, control the anger. This book is full of rules and regulations for Vaishnavas. If any Vaishnava is not following all these rules and regulations, controlling the pain, controlling the anger, controlling the belly, controlling the tongue, then he's not a Vaishnava. An angry Vaishnava is not a Vaishnava. A resentful Vaishnava is not a Vaishnava. Vaishnava name only. He may be a sannyasi, he may be a brahmachari, he may be a vanaprasthi, or anyone, but if he's not following the rules and regulations given by Rupa Goswami, then he has to start from verse 1, which is this. A wise and self-controlled person who can subdue the impetus to speak. I've got to say that to that person. My mind and tongue are telling me to say it, and I have to say it. And that's more natural. Not artificial and try to control myself artificially. A wise and self-controlled person who can subdue the impetus to speak, the agitation of the mind, the onset of anger, the vehemence of the tongue. What is vehemence?
Yes!
That's vehemence. That's how the tongue is. The words of the belly and the agitation of the genitals can instruct the entire world. In other words, all persons may become disciples of such self-controlled persons. If everyone strictly follows these first instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami, there will be no problems at all. And there are Russian holiday problems. Because? Why are there problems? Yes. Good. Good. So there would be no problems at all if we could just control these six little teeny things. Then, if you want to be initiated, if you want to be in a high class of devotees, then first follow Vajra Veda. What is Vajra Veda? To control the tongue. The tongue has no backbone. Once my backbone goes, I was in a car accident, and every time I tried to sit up, it just went like that. So the pain has no backbone. It just flat, pain there. There's no backbone. It's independent. It goes up and down and sideways without any control. This is the reason for the great battle of the Mahabharata and the Ramayana also. Draupadi always has a control mind, but once she slips, and Duryodhana, he's really a bad person. He tried to kill the Pandavas so many times, and he tried to usurp the kingdom of the Pandavas. So once he was in this magic castle of the Pandavas, and it has some magic features. That is, sometimes the land, the marble, looks like water, and the water looks like land. So he was walking, and he didn't realize that it was water, because it looked like land, and he fell into the water. And another time, he thought that it was water, but it was land, so he picked up his body and was walking like this, to avoid getting wet, because it wasn't water. So Draupadi saw him, and she burst out laughing. And she said, "Like father, like son, blind father, blind son." And he became so furious that he tried to strip her naked in a big assembly. And then there was a big battle, Mahabharata War, where 640 million men were killed. Just because of the tongue. And Sita, what mistake did Sita? Of course, Draupadi can never make a mistake, but it's just to teach us. And what about Sita, the consort of Ram? The Stephen was in the form of our deer, and the golden deer was running along. So Ram went to Sita told Ram, "Go and get that deer, I can get it alive." So Ram went to get it, kill it. First try to capture it, and if not, then kill it. Because both Sita and Ram knew that it was a demon. So then Ram told Lakshman, "Stay here and protect Sita no matter what." So then Lakshman protecting Sita, but then all of a sudden, because Ram killed the deer, just as it was dying, it took the voice of Ram, and it said, "Sita, Lakshman, save me." So Lakshman knew that it was the demon and the voice of Ram. So he refused to go, and Sita said, "Go, go and help your brother." And Lakshman said, "No, I'm not going. He told me to protect you, and he can never be in danger." So she said, "Oh, I know why. You don't want to go. You want Ram to be killed, don't you? You really want to enjoy me and have me as your wife. I would never be your wife and be disloyal to Ram. I'd rather die." So because of that, Lakshman felt so insulted that he left, that he put a ring of protection around her, but she didn't obey. She went beyond the ring, she was captured by Ravana, and again, millions of people were killed. She said, "Beware, I will die, but I will not change my husband." So, that's the end of the day. And then, I'll pitch the day. So, then, here we go. Tolerated how? Oh, yeah. He's tolerated so much in the forest. And Draupadi also tolerated so much. But just from this small thing, not to speak of how we are. Every minute our mind is going crazy. Bip, 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 bip. And the tongue is going more crazy. But so even the tiny little thing that they did created so much havoc. And what happened? So there's so many teachings in their pastimes. So we should be very careful with the tongue. Don't say anything which will make any devotee or anyone else feel opposed or angry. And what if somebody has something to do? I'm not going to honor him, definitely not. I don't associate with him at all. But what does it mean to not associate? It also means not to associate by mind. Because if I'm thinking of that offensive person, is offending my guru, then although it's not an offense on my part, because he's very wretched and he deserves punishment, but if I think badly of him, then what happens is I make a bridge to all the qualities that I'm criticizing, and all those terrible qualities come into me, and then all of a sudden I start offending my guru and I don't know where it came from. That's where it came from. So never, only if somebody is doing something wrong or abusing, or they're doing offenses to any Vaishnava or Guru or Krishna or Mahaprabhu or Bhakti, then if you were Hanuman, you could cut out their tongue. But we're not Hanuman. So better just to leave the place and defeat their argument, if you can defeat the argument. Not calling them names, but sometimes this guy named Nishrinda, what's his name? Nishrinda Maharaj? Yeah, he used to say really bad things about Gurudev, I think he still does. And then we were talking about some bad article that he wrote about Gurudev on the internet. So when I was talking about the article, I was with a bunch of godbrothers and godsisters in a van in Australia, and I called him Nishringasura, which means Nishringa the demon. So somehow or other, one of them told Gurudev. So Gurudev called to me, and he said, I heard that you say that. You said that. Don't say that. You can only say things against their philosophy, against the argument. Somebody here. But not against them. Why? Because to make a bridge. And also it doesn't look gentlemanly, and then they'll feel that they can do it too. And everybody you're talking with, they'll also do it, and then do it without discrimination. There's one other lecture that we're getting ready for publishing, which is Swagatam, which is Gurudev saying, if you criticize anyone, then gradually you'll lose your discrimination of who to criticize. Then you end up criticizing Gurudev, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and Rupa Goswami. You can't see how we get dragged from one thing to another. So, he said, if you're coming towards Krishna, then you have to be very strong in all these rules and regulations. Strong like Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Gamanatha Takarani, Sri Janavadevi Takarani. Although Gamanatha and Janava were ladies, they were the gurus of all the Vaishnavas. They were the gurus of, Janava Takarani was the guru of Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, so many of them. To try to follow all these things, vata vegam, manasakrodha vegam, controlling the urge of the speech, the mind, and the anger. If this is not controlled, then you will quarrel with everyone, making problems for you and for others. So if we quarrel, and our conversations make problems for us and for others, what does it do to you?
Jamuna?
Yes, Jamuna? When we quarrel, what does it do to you?
Loud?
What is it the result of? If I'm quarreling with someone, what is it the result of? What is the cause of that quarreling? Yeah, particularly here it says the mind, but also the tongue that you mentioned. Good. If you cannot control your mind and your tongue and your anger, then what will you think? What will you think if you cannot control your mind? That means engaging your mind in Krishna and thinking good thoughts and glorifying devotees, thinking how to encourage everybody, how to help everybody. What will you think if the mind is not controlled? You will think, oh, he is very wicked. And I am very good. I should control him. I should finish him. I should do this and that. If you are always remembering this, what will happen? Krishna will say, bye-bye, and leave your heart. He's not obliged. So what to do? Chant, Govinda Dhamma 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 Govinda Dhamma Dhamma Dhamma. Always chant Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Mahaprabhu. Always remember the glory of Nityananda Prabhu and the glory of our Guru Parampara. How will we make advancement? You should think, I am the wretched person. I am the Krishna Bhakti. Repenting like this always, then all of our bad qualities will go away. You will stop trying to control, and you will only try to control your tongue. To try to do this, watch your vegan mind to grow to vegan. If the mind is always here and there, in worldly things, then we can say to our mind, O mind, why don't you take sattva? Hey mind, I have a very good powerful color for you. It's the color of anurag. Sattva is the color of anurag, love and affection. I'm giving you this to try to control your... Try to be like the gopis, O mind. I'm going to give you some saffron. Be like the gopis. They're always looking here and there, everywhere. They're always remembering Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is merciful. And he will make your environment favorable. In fact, in another lecture, they said, it's funny because, you know, a lot of times the devotees would talk about bad things that happen, but then how to see it in a good, favorable way for bhakti. And they'd always quote, Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja said, the environment is always favorable. So then in this lecture of Gurudev, he said the exact same word, the environment is always favorable. So, Krishna is very merciful. He will make the environment favorable. It is in the hands of Krishna. Very quickly he can change everything, but we have no faith. We want to control. Be like Kailash, Shri Haridas Thakur. But God never wanted to control his father. He only wanted to remember Krishna in his heart. He was always thinking that Krishna's in my heart. He will support me, he will nourish me, and he will save me. So even when his father threw him off a cliff, he was just absorbing Krishna and Krishna's father. You want to hear something really funny? Check this one. Oh, they said this in Australia here, but I remember he also said it in Badger. Whenever you know what he needs to say it, he says it. Get this one. Nowadays, any insignificant thing, even if a mosquito comes, we search for where's my atom bomb. And we use an atom bomb to kill the mosquito. All will die, it's alright. My family will die, no problem. All the villagers will die, no harm. But I will use an atom bomb to kill that mosquito. This is the problem, Gurudev saying. Don't do this. Try to control your mind and tongue. If you cannot control your mind and tongue, then automatically what will happen? You will become angry. Not only anger, but so many other things will come. Anger will infect you and create so many problems. You'll be upset and you'll have to think, what should I do? What should I not do? All this danger will go very far away just by controlling these three things. Jivadhani Vasa Kama Esha Kroda Esha Raja Dhamma Sahodrava Mahasana Mahatasana Vidyanam Iha Vairanam. Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, the Supreme Lord says, it is left alone, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later on transformed into anger, and which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world. Do you know who's your enemy? Who is your enemy? Yeah. Lust. Anger. So many problems will come. It wants new taste. The mind wants new taste. No problem. That's a very big problem. And maybe it's in the disease of the stomach. That's another problem. You can't tolerate it. But the biggest problem is lust. You will become mad just like the dog. You cannot tolerate the lust. So, if you're here with me, this is in Australia, if you're here with me, then try to follow me. Watch how I behave, how I devise, how I don't waste even a moment of time. I'm giving my whole time for you. But if you don't follow, then what will you be? You will not advance and I will not be happy. So, Gopinanandi, Hari Bo. Any one question? No time for questions this time. Now, Buddha said if we talk about what the class is about, it'll go in our heart. And if I don't talk about it and think about it, but then I just talk to Japa, it'll go in weird, one ear out the other and be evaporated. And then I'll lose the whole thing. Gopinanandi, Hari Bo. Shishiyara Gopinanda Kijai, Sasachinanda Nora Nama Kijai, Shivangar Kovadana Kijai, Shri Jamandara Kijai, Shri Matala Kijai, Shri Yasutala Kijai, Shri Gura Kijai, Shri Prabhupada Kijai, Rokamananda Kijai, Shri Sarasa Kijai.
Guru is heavy.
Bye, Daniel.
nectar of Govinda Lila.
Nectar of Govinda Lila.
Nectar of Govinda Lila.
Okay.
All right, check that book. Mm-hmm. It should be there. And then tell me if it's not.
Okay.
I'll definitely get it for you. Let's see if she's in here. Well, this one is locked too. We're looking for the sign to print out. Yeah, she's not in there. Well, what I'll do is I'll ask her to. You wanted a copy of that, right?
I'd like to have a copy.
Yeah. So what we'll do is I'll ask her to print out about a few copies for tomorrow. I'll just ask her to print it out for tomorrow. So when you come to tomorrow's class, tomorrow there's no class. Tomorrow is. Do you have a stick?
A
memory stick?
Uh-uh.
Oh, because then I could give
one.
It. Well,
but, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, then I could give it to him on a stick, I was thinking.
You mean the magazine?
Oh, the magazine. Oh, no, he wanted the lecture. He wants the magazine. I have five magazines here, but Vasanti said they're for her donors. People donated so that we could give it out for free. So I have to ask her if I can give you one of these, and then when the new batch comes. Are you leaving the country or something?
No.
So I'd have to. I couldn't take one of hers.
That's fine.
That essence. So either I'll have it for you tomorrow. But there is no class tomorrow. Tomorrow she's taking the devotees to the different temples.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the San Panchami tomorrow. So they're going to all the different temples and see how all the deities are dressed in yellow. 4:30, and they'll be back around 6:30 or so. You're welcome to go with them if you want. In fact, it's good if you can go with them because there's a new boy who's going who lives here named Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could be like his partner.
Okay.
That'll be great. It's starting at 4:30. So, do you come here during the day?
I won't be able to come in the evening tomorrow.
You come in the day?
Maybe I can come sometime right after lunch. Maybe
oh, that's better.
Maybe.
That's perfect. Because I'm still here. Yeah, that's great. So I'll see you soon then.
Okay.
I hope it's okay. Because then I don't see why it would be a problem because another 1,500 are coming in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow I'll...
1,500? Magazine?
Yeah, they printed 2,000 but only 500 were bound.
And the university edition.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you my own personal copy, but I already gave that one away. So, all right, so I'll see you tomorrow at 3.
Okay, when did you want to talk about the Puri experience?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want to tell us both now?
It was really, really amazing. The day of the celebration was the second event. The main event was of course, the sannyasis and all the Gaudiya seniors and the Puri were set up in the, they were talking, glorifying Gurudev, then there was Guru Puja, and then after the Guru Puja, this wonderful feast, all of a sudden everybody was hearing like a group of devotees singing the Purusha Sukta. They came and they were sitting like 25 people from the Jagannath Mandir came.
Oh.
They were sitting up high and they were all singing the Purusha Sukta, and they brought 20 huge pots of Mahaprasad from Jagannath Puri, from the Mandir.
Wow.
And the Pandavas themselves served us. It was the best feast I've ever eaten in my life. The best I've ever eaten.
Jagannath Prasadam is so special. 20.
It was something that you could not believe. And then of course, besides the prasadam was so wonderfully distributed.
It's a great honor for all the people.
Yeah, and then everybody got 100 rupees and then a charter and a box of sweets from Jagannath, like a little basket with Jagannath's tongue and cookies and stuff. It was absolutely wonderful. And then, the next day, Baba Maharaj was given like a private darshan with few devotees in Gurudev's room.
Mm-hmm.
And he said how he was narrating how Gaura Govinda Maharaj had given this explanation of Srila Prabhupada's relationship with Jagannath. How is it that since small when he was 8 years old, he was doing the Rath festival, and then how when he came to the West, immediately the first festival that he did was Jagannath.
So
Guru Govinda Maharaj was explaining that it was the first Ratha Yatra where Krishna was in Dwarka, and Narada Muni was there. Krishna fainted in Dwarka, and then all of a sudden Malaram and Balaram and Krishna's Uddhava came and asked Narada, what happened to Krishna? Why is he fainted? And then he said that he's in deep mood of separation from Vrindavan.
Can I ask you never heard that story before?
I heard it, but
do you know where it is? It's in a book.
It's in a book.
Which we have here.
Okay, well,
it's called The Origin of Ratha Yatra, if you wanted to get it.
Yeah, I have
you
the
have
book.
It.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Well, but I read the book and I as he told the story, there were some details that were not in the book.
Oh.
Well, so I can tell you quickly what
the
details.
Detail
yeah, exactly. So Narada Muni said because of the separation, you know, Krishna fainted.
Yes.
But if you want, I can wake him up just playing the veena and singing the gopis song.
Right.
But if he wakes up, he's going to want to go immediately to Vrindavan, so we have to get ready.
Right.
So, but somebody has to go and let the gopis in there and Brahma Sukhan that he's coming.
Right.
So he asked Uddhava, who said, no, I cannot go because I was there before.
Right.
And I told him that he was coming, he never came, and nobody believed me.
Right.
And then Balaram, the same thing, I went there, there was a gopi that did the
Vatiya.
I cannot go because they're not going to believe me.
Yeah.
But Subhadra Devi was in the back room hearing everything.
Yeah.
And then she said, yeah, I want myself to go, and they're going to believe me because I'm a woman, and a woman never breaks another woman's heart. So if I tell them that he's coming, they're going to believe that he's coming. So Balaram said, yeah, that's fine, you can go, but I have to go with you because I have to protect you all the way to get there.
Right.
And that's how he goes first. In the rat,
I see.
And then Subhadra goes right after him.
Oh, I see.
And then when he was dreaming, then they decided to wake him up. So he plays the veena and sings the gopi song, and Krishna wakes up, and then Daruka was there ready to take him.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end, in Braj, Srimati Radhika was completely flat, unconscious in separation, and Lalita and Vishakha were telling her something to wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wake her up, let her know that Krishna is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they probably, I don't know what they were singing in her ear or something, and she wakes up, and then she's aware that Krishna is coming, and immediately they were having eye-to-eye contact with Krishna, and then that's why Krishna's eyes become huge, and then all his limbs will become withdrawn, his hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the form of Jagannath took place on the ecstasies of our eye-to-eye meeting union with Jagannath and Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened with Baladev and Subhadra. But then
before this happened, Lalita was selling Manjari, which is Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Her name is
Nayana
Mani. Please go immediately to the Kunj and make arrangements for because Krishna is coming to meet Radha, and you have to decorate, make, get it ready. And so that's when she goes there to make arrangements.
Yes, this is the,
exactly. She goes to the Kunj to make the arrangements, and she takes somebody to help her to do it, which is Vimala Mani, which is
Vimala Mani.
Vimala Mani.
Oh, he's sharing this. That what Gaur Govinda Maharaj said.
Gaur Govinda is telling this story.
Telling the story, I understand. Yes. I understand.
So, this is how Nayana Mani goes under the request of Lalita to go make the arrangements for the Kunj.
And she brings Vimala Mani.
And she brings Vimala Mani to help him. And Vimala Mani, of course, is Srila Prabhupada. And so, he is saying that this pattern takes place in every universe, they go and they perform this pattern in every universe, and that they're repeating this all the time, and this is why Prabhupada is so connected with the Ratayat and this pattern.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
All right, yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly, yes, because that incident.
Beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, so I had to tell you.
Yeah, that's worth sharing. That's beautiful.
So at that moment, he's telling everybody Srila Prabhupada's name, Vimala Mani, and of course they already knew about Nayana Mani, which is Bhaktisiddhanta.
Oh, yeah.
And in this instance, how they were related to that path. And they also said that Bhaktisiddhanta is always born in Jagannath Puri, everywhere. When he when he comes to Bom, to be born in the pastime, he's born in Puri.
Oh.
And that's when he's 6 months old in the rat,
Jagannath comes,
when he's breaking the grain.
Right.
And the garland falls and gives to him.
Right, yeah, now it's all tied together.
It was all together, yeah.
Thank you, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Beautiful, thank you for that sharing. I appreciate it. Lovely. Yes,
it was not in the book.
Yeah,
and the radio director
told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's telling us, yes.
Fantastic, that's pretty intimate.
And then they were asking him, when he talked about Srila Prabhupada's Manjari form, but some of his devotees says that he's a cowherd boy.
Yeah.
And he says, and Guru Govinda Maharaj opened up his eyes like this and says, a cowherd boy? Cowherd boy? No, my Gurudev is a man, he's a gopi.
Yeah.
Like that, he said, he responded.
How beautiful.
That's what he said.
Really, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Now you have to give me something sometimes. You have to do something equal way.
So
think about it, and then some other time you can...
All right, I'll think of some equal weight something. Okay, when you come tomorrow, I'll give you something.
Okay,
I'll
take that.
A three.
Okay.
The second
verse
of Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada gives a commentary.
Yeah.
And right then, of course, Srila Prabhupada says about the three separate energy of Krishna.
Yeah.
And he says the jivas constituted to the marginal potency of Krishna, the Tattva Shakti.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why this is a big problem in ISKCON when this is, I don't understand. Srila Prabhupada said it right there in a purport.
He said it in many places.
Uh-huh. Because they changed the Siddhanta, that's why.
They interpret it in a different way.
Also,
did you read The Journey of the Soul? All the quotes from Prabhupada in the back of the book?
There's
about 100 quotes.
I haven't got it.
You can get A Journey of the Soul.
I have it, but I have too many books.
Yeah. Look in the part 3, and it's all Prabhupada quotes about to prove the. That Gurudev is correct.
Also, he mentioned on that point, because after that he was talking about the day that Gaur Govinda Maharaj left, and he said the GBC was voting on changing the Siddhanta on that topic, on that GBC meeting, and they were also voting to expel him. So by his infinite mercy, he said they cannot make that apparat Because if I let them make that up for us, then they will all, their spirituality will be burned down.
It's already being burned, but it could be burned more.
I am going to leave before that happens. And that's what that day he went to his room and he narrated the pastime of Jagannath. He lay down on his bed. Yeah, he says that.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know if it's that time, but he was
around
talking about
time.
Jagannath pastimes also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he lay down on his bed and he shut himself down and left with no health issues, nothing.
Oh.
They got the doctor to see him. The doctor said there's nothing wrong with him. He's just shutting down his chakras and he's leaving.
Oh,
and
then
a few short time after that, Guru Govinda Maharaj was gone.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Say tomorrow we'll send you
guys. Okay.
Thanks. And we'll have, so when you come at 4:30, we can give it to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And I'll tell the Shanti that you'll be here. To go with them, too, also. Thanks.
Hi. Ah! Can you just get turned on? Am I still recording?